meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Sam and Peter both here from Chevelle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thank you. I love that clap.
Oh, I'm tired.
I think we just
Vegas
killed your
today.
Ears, didn't we?
Yeah, we're good. We're all good. Let's see. We're going to hear something off the album. Wonder what's next. I think early on. Because Chevelle's a relatively new band.
Mm. And you're tired. And you're tired. And you want a break.
No, but I mean, we're playing them a lot on K-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if they're getting played on every affiliate we're on.
Right.
And so I want people to know the music of the band.
That's so thoughtful of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I can take a little
thoughtful,
break.
Kind. These are the words I think of when I think of Corolla. they roll right off my tongue.
A good man.
They're going to be on the Late Show with Craig Kilborn on Friday, the 8th of November. Are we in November yet, Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, we are.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
They're coming in already.
Cardinal sin.
It's our friend,
someone
Brad.
Telling you you're on the radio?
Sorry, Brad. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. All right. So I think we should hear the first song from Chevelle, and then we'll come back and praise it, and then I'll give you some dates where you can find the band, and then we'll take some calls.
Good. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. All right. You queued up there, Anderson? This one's called The Red.
So
That's why I wanted you to hear Chevelle. So now you respect them, those of you who were not familiar with their music before. Wonder What's Next is the name of the CD. It is, it's out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
almost
1 month.
Almost, I was about to say, we're just celebrating the one-month anniversary. I got some tour dates where you can find these guys. But you know what? I got a whole bunch of tour dates. You guys have a website?
Yeah, just go to ChevelleInc.com and you can see where we are.
All right, ChevelleInc.com, and that'll have the entire itinerary,
right?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take some calls, and we'll hear another Chevelle song in the second hour. Danielle?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
I went to the bathroom the other day. Well, actually, it's been there for a long time. But then I didn't, notice that my vagina was kind of, lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if that was healthy or not.
Can you be a little more descriptive? What does lopsided mean?
Like, the right side is longer than the other and bigger.
Yeah, is it tender?
Does it look like when a guy's picking something out of his teeth, you know, when you do that?
Sort of.
You cock up one side of your lip and you're...
Yeah.
Yeah?
After you go out for ribs, you know, you get that finger, doing the toothpick just on one side.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Every time I look at my vagina, I want to punch somebody.
Yeah.
Silverstone.
Nice.
yeah. Listen, Danielle, is it tender?
Well, yeah.
The side that's swollen? Yeah. You probably have a little infected Bartholin's gland or something. It's swelling up that side. So go ahead and put some hot compresses or hot bath on that. That sometimes is all you need to do. And if it keeps going, you got to see a doctor. You'll need some antibiotics, okay? Sometimes, sometimes Adam, you'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. You have to lance those.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh? I thought that would turn
on. Lancing, but I don't know about lancing the labia.
No?
Which is going to be the name of my next book.
Lancing labia?
The labia.
Yeah, lancing the labia. It's great alliteration.
And see, the days are over where a woman could grow her hair out and hide her asymmetry vaginally.
This is not a normal asymmetry. This is, she's infected. So.
Oh, I see. But you see when guys do that with a beard once in a while? And it's a decent move.
Yeah.
Aesthetically.
Cover up a scar.
Guy'll have a double chin, or maybe a weak chin, and he'll grow that beard, and then he'll carve it in nice and sharp, and it's like, hey, you just carved yourself a chin there, buddy.
My brother did that.
That was a genius.
Your brother?
Yeah, it was great. He was chinless until it got there.
He looked like Abe Lincoln, actually.
It's good.
Yeah, you can actually form a face.
You know, when people get herpes, sometimes they get that kind of asymmetric swelling, too.
So yeah.
She doesn't need to get this looked into.
To look forward to. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Lisa, who's 33.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, I've got a question for you guys.
What are you hosting a game show over there?
Welcome.
Hey, Bob, dealt with it one.
Yeah. All right.
So I was zoning there. I was really getting into Chevelle's music. I hadn't heard him before, and it was good to hear.
It's good, right? You're living in Virginia?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, so maybe the station that plays us is not playing enough Chevelle?
I don't think any station around here plays you. I'm listening to you on live stream on the internet.
Interesting.
Oh, you're not on the radio in Virginia?
We have a few Virginia stations, but maybe not. Where in Virginia are you, Lisa?
I'm in Charlottesville, Virginia, between Washington, D.C. and Richmond.
Good times. What's going on near the...
good times.
The sniper capital here?
You're right. Isn't that where the snipers were? Right.
Yeah,
she's so happy about
1 hour on one side and 1 hour on the other side of me they hit, but... You know, it's all good.
What's up tonight?
Well, I have a question for you guys. Yeah. There's been a little bit of debate between my friends and I, you know, guy-girl kind of thing. We're talking about masturbation here, okay?
Mm.
They're saying, most of the guys are saying that if you do it too much, it doesn't, you know, have any effect on your sex life or whatnot.
Wait, slow down. You were talking to a group of guys.
Well, there was a whole bunch of us together, and of course, somehow masturbation got brought up.
You and a group of guys.
Male masturbation,
yeah,
right?
No, there's males and females in the group.
All right,
there's
I guess
about four or five guys and about three girls.
I know, okay. But male masturbation?
We're talking
masturbation
about?
Masturbation in general.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right,
okay.
If any, either
male,
sex.
Male, female, either sex.
So if either sex masturbates.
One on one.
if either sex does this, what happens?
If you do it too much.
Yeah.
Do you become desensitized when you have actual intercourse with somebody?
Depends. Men can sort of drain themselves to the point that they can't get an erection, or they certainly can't have an orgasm.
You're talking probably right before the actual intercourse happens,
It depends on the age of the male. If he's 60 years old, it may take a couple of days to sort of refuel.
Oh, really?
For 18-year-old, yeah, you're talking a few hours probably. 2 minutes for these guys.
I'm going to start saving mine, but and then I'm going to freeze dry it, and then I'm going to whip it up and drink it just before.
Everybody, Adam, don't do it beforehand, okay? Because you want to save up now.
Well, no, it might also wait. A guy can help control himself if he's having sort of premature ejaculation. But for women, they can desensitize themselves.
Well, with the vibrators.
With the vibrators and things, yeah. There are ways they can
do that. Jacuzzi jets, vibrators.
Aw, damn.
Fire extinguishers, stuff like that.
Men really can't do that.
That is so unfair.
It's a different... Well, men can...
I'm going to have to watch my intake here, you know? Come on.
Yeah, but men can get themselves to the point that they can't respond at all. We're just talking about women being less sensitive. No. They can for a few hours, yeah.
They're stupid enough to beat off while the hooker's on her way to the house kind of thing. They could do it, but generally it's not a problem with guys. But
generally it's not.
You have a vibrator, Lisa?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that can desensitize you.
How often are you using it?
Well, it depends on my mood and if I'm in a relationship or not, and I'm not in one right now, so it's a little bit more frequent than usual.
Five times a day.
It helps you sleep, and I have trouble with insomnia, so.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
So what are you good for?
What am I good for?
Once a day?
I'm sorry?
How many times a day?
Oh, maybe up to twice a day. I don't have that much time, you know, to be sitting around, you know.
You're fine, Lisa. Relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
No, you're a very important woman. Yeah. Single, home with your vibrator, crying yourself to sleep every night.
Try drinking some NyQuil and you'll fall asleep, right?
Okay.
Good night.
Well, it hasn't seemed to bother me anymore, so I'll keep on going with it.
All right, there. Good times there. Crazy times.
You know, I'm doing that Berman and Berman show again. It's a couple doctors.
I don't know what that is.
It's a couple doctors, women who are talking about sexuality. And they go, we want to talk about men. What are the top 10 behaviors in bed that men want from women? I was like, the question doesn't even make sense. That's a Cosmo question. Men don't think that way.
They just want to get into bed.
They want what they want, and whatever that thing is it. That's it, period. It's not top 10. Put the finger in the butt.
Finger in the butt?
No.
That's 11.
No.
But it's with a bullet. It's climbing the charts.
That's right.
Some analysts say it'll be up to 7 by this time next year.
You know what I'm saying? That's a women's way of thinking about men having... Men like... They like a vanilla or strawberry or chocolate, whatever it is. That's it. It's like it's pizza, like cheese, pepperoni.
Well, I mean, a man I think wants a woman to A, get into bed, and then B, just be sort of good to go.
Not
a whole bunch of specifics.
And some guys have specifics, but it's not like there's a list of 10.
No.
There's like one position or one thing.
No do's and don'ts, really. No. Just kind of get in there and be eager.
Just all do's.
I think the be eager part is the part that women miss out on. The part that they want to know that you're...
We want what the military wants. We want raw recruits. We want eager, raw recruits.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
That's right. And we'll mold you into soldiers. But we don't want you coming in with a whole... I don't want to have to break a woman and then start over again. I like a nice, raw, pliable piece of clay that I can mold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we all respect that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mold her, and I put my thumb, you know, in her mouth. I mean, in the clay.
Yeah, to make a mouth?
Make a hole, yeah.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
Then you heat it up in the microwave?
Yeah, and then I put mashed potatoes in there. And then it's just, I use number 2 pencil in the back of the head for drainage. Not on the woman, on the clay that I mold.
And then we just want them to leave us alone.
Yeah, right. That's right. At least 7 of the top 10 of what women need to do in the bed is leave us alone.
That's true.
Or be quiet.
Yeah,
Be still.
More than half of what we need out of a woman in bed is to just...
Not even show up at all. Leave us alone.
Be still, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get in the way when I'm beating off. That's one of my main beefs with women when I'm in bed. Rob?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I got a couple questions for you. The first one, I've been going to SA now for about a year and a half.
Mm.
Haven't really had any success there yet.
Have you been abstinent? You're going to Sex Addicts Anonymous. Have you been abstinent? Have you been able to contain your behaviors at all?
No, that's why I'm calling. I've been still going back out there and finding prostitutes. And
how often?
About 3 or 4 times a month.
Are you doing any other drugs or anything?
Actually, I haven't done any drugs ever.
Never.
A little bit of alcoholism. Tried pot once.
Three or four times a month.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
I'm not really sure. I don't really remember much of it, but.
And you have a sponsor. You're working steps.
Yeah, I've been working it. Got my history written out. Been working steps on and off a little bit.
Has this helped? Has it lessened it at all? Have you improved? Have you ever less intense?
I think it has. I think I've been more kind of tapering off a little bit more with it, and just kind of getting more into the manipulative relationships.
Oh, that's healthy. How much for a streetwalker these days? Home from Denver.
Oh yeah, you're looking anywhere from, I pay between 50 and 500.
It's pretty good range there.
Yeah.
Like a 1,000% more than the low range.
Yeah.
You're paying for the professionalism.
So
yeah.
Do you get streetwalkers?
No, I mainly go through the escorts.
Mm-hmm. You have intercourse?
Yeah, give them $200 tips just to keep on doing more stuff.
Yeah. What are you doing for money?
It's expensive.
Yeah. Just to add on. Believe you me.
I had to move back in with the parents.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
Support the addiction.
Oh, Rob.
I mean, let me ask you this, Drew. You know, when people are getting off, like, let's say, alcohol, you know,
mm-hmm.
they end up substituting things a little bit.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, it happens.
No, they steal, they do sex.
Nah, but even other stuff. Like, you know, all these guys drink three pots of coffee a day, and they chain smoke, you know, and they get into sex, and they do whatever. Okay, not the healthiest thing, but a lot better than boozing, right?
Mm.
What if Rob just started beating off feverishly? I mean, like, what if he got himself some more porn and really, you know, DVD format, really just hunkered down on himself?
It turns out that people who are sexually addicted are usually looking to sort of dissociate and alter their state into kind of a, what you might call a dreamlike state. That's where they get their most relief, and that's where they get a sense of connection with some part of themselves that they're disconnected from. And it's the more they rely on that mechanism, the more they're compulsed to do it.
Right.
See? Yeah. So by going into the internet stuff and all, yes, it might deplete him physically, but it'll get him more reliant neurobiologically on these mechanisms, and it will continue to drive.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Rob?
Yeah, see, I've gone down that road before and just thought that was the answer to do it. And actually, it feeds it, and it makes it.
So you've gone down Whack Road? So I think I saw you there.
I've done that.
Yeah. Do you see my van? My van.
but Rob,
I got that lime green van with the Love Tron thing and rainbow tape written on the side.
You know that zone you kind of get into that you're looking to sort of get into when you're compulsively going after stuff?
Yeah,
that's the problem.
You're trying to get to that zone where you lock everybody out.
That's right. That's the problem.
Same as an alcoholic.
That's right, and that's the problem with sexual addiction. That's the part that you need to find a way to connect to people and to have relationships. We don't rely on that experience.
No, yeah, but
I say it's not working. There may be a time for therapy here. Unfortunately, I don't know any specific referrals in Denver. I know a lot out here. And been trying to get Mr. Kroll to go for some time. And in Denver...
How dare you even
the masturbation.
Masturbation.
You never bring it up with your therapist you've been seeing for 10 years. You got to bring it up with somebody.
Unless, hurry up! Okay, a couple of things.
We're going to have to separate you two.
Yeah. First off, I cannot talk about masturbation without masturbating. So unless you want me to start masturbating in the therapist's office, I should not bring it up. I'm on the verge.
I want to see it.
Margaret Thatcher.
Baseball.
It's on the verge. On the verge right now.
Hold my ear.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay.
All right, but listen, Rob, I think you may need some professional assistance. The SA alone is not working just yet, so maybe time for looking into it. I'm sure people at SA have referrals to therapists that specialize in this area.
Mm-hmm.
There's an organization called the NCSAC.
All right.
Hang on a second. The National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity. They have a website, ncsac.org.
All right. There you go.
Being a referral there.
He's not even listening to the radio. He's not trying to score a hooker right now.
Speaking of hookers, here's JC.
JC, you're 30?
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
What's up there? You're on with Chevelle.
How's it going? What's up?
Ain't going too good. Calling to ask Dr. Drew some questions about my crack addiction.
Yeah?
Mm.
It's way out of control. I started smoking crack when I was 26, and it's just unbelievably. I had a perfect, not perfect life, but I mean, I just lost it all completely.
Yeah.
And right now I'm living out of my car.
Wow.
And I was curious, when I was younger and currently, I was on Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, I'm supposed to be taking Concerta,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is time release Ritalin or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, do you know of any numbers or percentages of cocaine addicts or people who've taken Ritalin most of their life who are cocaine addicts?
It's actually the way the data looks. People that are treated with Ritalin are less likely to have severe addictions and less likely to have personality disorders. However, if you are an addict, and indeed most, I don't want to say most, but if you have a family history of alcoholism or addiction and you have ADD, you should consider yourself an addict. It's a marker for addiction, in my opinion. And in that case, there is significant risk to continuing Ritalin or Concerta or any of these things after the age of 18. So that is not something you should be on currently, absolutely categorically, under any circumstances.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to stay sober on a stimulant, it will not work. You've got to go into a program. You've got to spend a long time, many months probably, in a sober living, or this is going to continue to be a catastrophe for you.
Well, I've been in and out of rehabs 4 or 5 times.
Many months in a single sober living, like 6 to 12 months.
What's single sober living?
He's saying I'm in and out of multiple places. One place, 6 to 12 months. That's it.
All right, JC.
All right, guys.
Sorry there, buddy. But
hey, Chevelle, you guys rock.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, right. He's not so high, he doesn't recognize who rocks.
That's good, but he should take care of himself.
Yeah. You hear
best
stuff
of
like,
luck, man.
Don't you guys, when you hear stuff like that, doesn't your heart go out to those guys?
Absolutely.
I mean, our society wants that guy to be responsible and him just stop and get his S together. There's no way. I mean, that's what addiction is. You can't stop. There's no way.
Yeah, it tears me up, man.
I'm
used to it, but yeah.
Desensitized.
Theoretically, it should tear me up, but... Yeah, I would. I'm all right.
I think it does. I can see the look on your face when you hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's him thinking about masturbating again. What are you talking about?
Uh-oh. Well, he wasn't talking about masturbating? All right. Chevelle's here.
We're going to take a little break.
What are you going to do? Rebecca's 37 when we come back. She runs a sex toy website. She wants to know if it's inappropriate for her son. He's 16. And we'll get to that and more Chevelle after this. Hey, buddy.
They don't seem as into the construction equipment as you are, though. Right?
Oh, you don't know.
Talking
that.
To Sam
like
and
it?
Pete.
Well, yeah,
from
he's
Chevelle.
Back to, he goes from the construction equipment to masturbation. And I saw that.
In one breath.
Right. I saw that flip.
It's not there for me yet.
No, you guys weren't doing that.
Close.
Chevelle is here, and I was just talking to the boys about the world of carpentry, which they had an extended career in.
Yeah.
Probably not as lengthy as mine. How old are you guys?
28 and 26.
26.
And when did you have to stop picking up the hammer?
Well, let's see. The first record came out in 99, so...
Was there no more carpentry after the first record?
No, very little. There was a little bit. There was some time when we had to get out of the last record deal and get into another one, and we had some time to do some work.
Yeah, we spent like a year on that record touring, and then we went back to work,
mm-hmm.
which was nice because we were able to really get some perspective on what it was to be a musician and tour and things like that.
We did a month with Filter, just Chevelle and Filter, and it was like at the end of the touring schedule for that first record, and it was like, well, maybe that was it. You know, it was a good run,
right?
But it wasn't. So we're back and hitting it. So.
Okay, congratulations. You made it out.
Thank you.
A quick quiz. Quick quiz, Drew.
I'm listening.
All right. You guys hung a lot of doors. thickness of an exterior door.
Oh.
As opposed to an interior door.
The thickness?
What's the difference?
Thickness.
The difference?
Yeah. Thickness. No, just the exterior.
Is
interior
there a difference? Isn't it one in...
Exterior?
Exterior?
Yeah.
7/8?
Oh, 3/4.
I only know based on that was good. I only know based on drilling handles for that stuff. And there's two settings on the plate I don't remember.
Hey, you.
My dad's gonna be so pissed.
Interior.
You should have had that.
Interior thickness.
So interior would be less.
Yeah.
5/8.
Inch and 3/8. Sorry, fellas. Maybe next time.
Yeah, you killed us.
Rebecca.
Yes, hi.
Door jam height?
Hello?
Give me a minute. It's been a while.
Think about it. Think about it. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Oh, hi there. I own a...
oh, yeah. You got the sex toy.
Exactly.
6'8". Eight,
I was going to say 6'8". Oh,
damn. Yeah, you got the...
Well, first of all, let me say this. I'm a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
My family has always been concerned about the way I raised my son.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
He was the first grandson, and I was raised in the South and kind of shouldn't have gotten pregnant when I did. But I have done my very best, and now I'm at an age where I'm ready to have a little bit more money, and I certainly want to be able to pay for him to go to college and all that. So,
your son is 16.
He's 16.
All right.
So I started this business, and it's now just taking off, and he is being exposed to it, obviously.
Sex toy website.
It's put...
Rebecca, you had to give it out, didn't you?
Oh,
Anderson will drop that out.
Well, it's
yeah, hold on a second. Anderson, drop her. You're going to drop that out, right?
Yeah.
Long gone.
Yeah. Yeah. See, if anyone ever wants to call the show and give out their website, even when Chevelle gave out their website, Anderson dropped that one too, right?
It's not because I'm a dick, though. Just
no, it's just more people will call up and try to do it. If you want to try to do that, that's fine, but it doesn't work because we're on a delay, right. And Anderson is a bigger prick than I am.
So the other problem is right, then we immediately doubt the veracity of the call.
I apologize. That was certainly not my intention.
All right. Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, now, how's he exposed to it? He sees inventory?
He sees I do the shipping and all that stuff. Plus, I created the website. He has seen, he'll come in. I'm on the computer. He's seen various things.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think he's 16 years old.
Especially considering what he's seen in his 16 years with you at the helm.
There's nothing wrong with it except that he's sharing this with his mom.
Yeah, that's weird. That is weird.
And that's weird.
Right. Well, and I don't try to bond with him over sex toys either.
No, I know. It's just a...
You never skip rope like a double-ended dildo or anything like that?
It's a boundary issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, keep him out of your room.
Yeah.
Keep him out of the inventory.
Right. You have sort of an obligation to create boundaries in your household. Close the bathroom when you're going to not masturbate in front of him.
That's a weird time for a kid.
Yeah. It overwhelms them, and it sort of can be kind of traumatic and confusing. Just kind of keep it to yourself a little bit, right?
Well, at what point is it? Okay.
At 18, he'll insist you do it. He'll tell you to keep it out of his face.
But what do you mean? At what point is it okay? You want to give him a franchise or something? What do you need him for?
Well, I you're absolutely right. I don't need him. But
right.
To me, he's 16 and he's kind of into money and all that. And I get excited if we're making money, and also it's his opportunity to do better. Go to a better college or something. So at what point is it wrong for me to share that with him? I don't...
Yeah, Rebecca, you got a lot of boundary confusion.
Listen, screwball.
What do you need
to share with him?
Right.
If you're making money, you're making money. Just like if a guy's a lawyer, he's making money. He doesn't have the kid come into the law office...
Precisely.
And serve his clients.
And then they get involved with the excitement he has from putting money in the bank. That's the parent's job, is to keep mind that stuff and not involve the kids in these things.
All right, so here's the deal. The only way you can do this business is to keep him out of it. If you can't keep him out of it, then you can't do the business.
And so you think it really could affect...
It may not. Just keep him out of it. I'll tell you what's going to affect him
is you not maintaining boundaries with him.
What's moving right now, though? The anal beads?
We've actually sold quite a few anal toys.
You guys do the pumpkin-shaped anal beads around the holidays?
There you go.
Skeletons.
Stay away from the turkey-shaped ones.
Yeah, I know, it's real sharp.
Can I tell you the worst toy I've ever seen, though?
Mm-hmm.
Was a Jesus dildo.
Oh, yeah. But the gays love that. Well, the gays hate Jesus.
I was surprised that they...
Was it a baby Jesus? Which Jesus was it?
It was like a crucifix. Still.
Oh, my God.
It's nothing that we sell, but I just found that... Yeah. I mean, I'm not a religious person, but I found it funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. There's a lot of items these days out there,
oh,
right?
Yeah, a lot of stuff for guys too, and all. It's amazing. It's really opened my eyes.
We live in a very strange time.
Yeah, very much.
We really do.
All right.
I was driving down Sunset Boulevard tonight. I thought it was strange to see a giant billboard for a strip club. I thought, this is weird.
Oh, really? Yeah, which one? It's like Spearmint Rye
or
something?
Like that, right. And yeah. It's become endemic now. It's like it's just...
Yeah.
Crept in. It's in.
Yeah.
That's your three-year-old's right. Hanging out the
car. Yeah, it's next to the Pepsi
Mom,
ad,
just
and then
like
there's...
You.
And there's yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think maybe her kid would say that.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, I don't want to sound like Pop's Corolla here, but a lot of the ads, like billboards, magazine ads and stuff, it's like double take material.
Absolutely.
Falling back ass everywhere. Yeah. It's kind of nice. Yeah, I agree with Drew. Good point, Drew. Well, my point's well taken. Listen, I've toured a sex toy factory, and they got, well, first off, here's the comedy. It's like, legions of Guatemalan women sewing fake pubes on a rubber vagina. That's got to be the worst.
Oh, my God. Visual.
I mean, it's one thing to just, you know, be a poor immigrant, have some crappy job, like at the car wash or digging ditches
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, but that really sucks.
This is humiliation and no pay.
Right.
But I got to tell you, and I like when they make these kind of claims where they do stuff like, feels more like skin than skin. You know, that kind of stuff, like, tastes more like butter than butter. Like, really? I'm no mathematician, but I'm not sure if that's possible.
Or if that's good.
Yes. I would like a woman that felt like just like a woman. Not more.
And how would the job interview go for the Guatemala? We don't help wanted. Bring him on in.
Yeah.
Let me show you to where you'd be working here.
Yeah.
You feather him into it slowly. Yeah.
Just line up these things. I know they look like vaginas, but
yeah. Estevan, I was looking at your bio here. I was looking at your resume. It says you've done some nutsack work. I've done some anal beating. I've sewn some pubes on dildos, but I don't see anything here on the vagina.
Think you can get into that?
Yeah. Yeah, let me check that. No. So we're going to have to start you down. Start in our training program, junior vagina program. See if that works. Do good 6 weeks. We'll move you right up. All right, hit the floor. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 15?
That's right.
What's up?
I got to say, Adam, you rock.
Great.
Like God, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, the main man, they'll make a dildo out of me.
all right, well, my question is, is this normal? When I masturbate, I have to tense up my leg muscles, otherwise I cannot finish off. Like you know when you stand on your tippy toes?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can feel the calves, it's just...
Yeah, you get that calf cramp once
exactly.
in a while.
Some guys do that, some guys don't.
Really?
Some guys do that all the time, some guys do that some of the time.
Really? Because I cannot finish off unless I do that.
How often are you masturbating, though?
Every day.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Give yourself a couple days off, see what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Yeah. All right, because I can just go and it won't happen
all right.
with that.
You know what you got to do?
What?
You got to challenge yourself, brother.
Really?
You got to try to get one off in a car. You got to mix it up. You got to throw yourself a curve.
I can do that, man.
Yeah, you see, you're soft. You're used to being, you know, spread out.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Horizontal and all that. You got to go somewhere where you can't do it. You know, you got to improvise.
All right.
That's gonna give you the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
Because you'll get soft staying home, beating off on the... bed your folks bought you.
Challenge yourself.
Yeah, you got to challenge yourself.
Yeah.
You call back when you get one off in the car.
I can do that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
He's going to be listening to this program, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. It's, you got to mix it up because then when you get with a woman, you're going to have difficulty.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's right. That's why it was always, I was like, you know, my dad would coach me.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's
like a father who's getting his 10-year-old son to hit from both sides of the plate because he wants him,
sure.
You know, when he gets to high school, wants to be a switch hitter. Mm-hmm. My dad did that with masturbation.
You had an interesting dynamic with your father.
Yeah.
Keep it real, boy.
We're close, yeah.
I'm not knocking it.
He'd tell me, you know, Wednesday, you got to squeeze one off in the shower. Thursday, you got to go out in the car. We just had an old wrecked car out in the yard. It was up on blocks.
Scrimmages with Mom.
Oh, true. How dare you work Mom into the equation? Should we take a little break?
Yeah.
All right. What time is it? Chevelle's our guest tonight. We're going to hear something off the new CD. You can find them at, what's the website, Chevelle?
Chevelle Inc.
ShevelleIncorporated.com.
And
okay, so go ahead and drop that now.
Leaped out.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to find the tour dates out or any other information about the band, and we'll be right back. Hey, hello. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Chevelle's our guest tonight. Sam and Pete both here.
Hey.
What's happening?
Better rockers than they are carpenters, everybody.
Oh, man. I hope that's true.
I need to say hi to the Zimmer Children's Museum. We did a battle for it tonight. It was a good event.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
The MC. Sort of kept it moving.
Nice.
Yay!
What'd they pay?
No pay.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
it was a benefit.
Wow. Benefit.
Wow.
Good man. Give him a little back.
Yeah. Always thinking about society.
I know. Sometimes I get infected by you, Adam. I start thinking like you and thinking, yeah, you're right. Why get back? What the hell?
That's
I don't care anyway.
That's right. No, listen. Let me say this about Big A. That's what I call myself.
Yeah.
Catholic Big Brother 10 years ago. Oh, yes. 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 Yeah. For many years. Mm-hmm. Many, many years.
Beaches ain't but holes, freaks, soak on these bowls and leak on these...
What was that?
That was Tim, the Russian rapper. Yeah. That was the friend. That was the fat Russian kid who used to hang out with Nate, my Catholic little brother.
See, if you come to Rhode Island with me, we can relive those days of yore. We used to tell him. You're not going to go?
No. That's enough of that. All right. Let's hop to the phones. And more carpentry quizzes coming up in a second.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm going to let you guys pick the topic. You want to go framing, you want to go finish, you want to go cabinet making, you want to go foundation, earthquake rehab is a wild card one, roofing. Yes. I'm going to let you guys pick. I'm going to let you pick the category next time. Adam?
Yeah.
You're 24?
I am. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Really good, really good. I called because I wanted to ask about if...
Hold on a second. Oh. Exterior hinges. What size? No, that's an easy one.
I know. It's been a few years.
And versus interior hinges.
Yeah, I don't know. No. 3.5.
Oh, 3.5.
Interiors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Exterior?
Well, 4?
Yeah.
Yes.
Done with gusto, too, I might add.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes. Adam?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Very, very exciting. Go ahead. What's up?
Very exciting. Anyway, I got in a fight with my friend over the weekend, and, you know, I was just wondering if there's ever any studies done on penis size, like small penises, like more likely to be more aggressive, drive the big trucks, you know, SUVs, muscle builders, all them.
In other words, a small penis, if you have one, do you compensate in some other way?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice shiny car.
People talk about that. I don't know that it's actually ever actually been... documented.
Yeah, it's kind of
because nobody will admit
popular
it.
Myth. Yeah,
well, you could study it.
Yeah,
pretty easy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to own a Corvette?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it red?
And then just measure that against the length of the penis and graph it out.
Yeah, well, but these guys don't have small penises. They just think they do. They don't physically have small ones.
What is a small
penis? The guy that's preoccupied with his penis size is a guy who's going to compensate. Because that's the guy who feels inferior
emotionally. That's what we're saying.
So he may not even have a small penis. He may just be preoccupied about his penis. His penis becomes a symbol for his lack of worth. Now he drives a truck. I mean, you know, drives something big.
Right.
Yeah. Red.
Like true. Yeah. Hey, Adam. Yeah.
So are you worried because someone said something to you? So, like
no,
some girl?
I mean, well, he's a real good friend of mine, and I know for a fact that his, you know, junk down there is pretty small. I don't want to explain how I see.
All right. Who cares? I think he's just trying to out him on the radio.
Oof.
What's, let's say the back set if you're doing a deadbolt?
Listen, these guys just followed instructions. They didn't.
Yeah, 2 3.
You were contractors, right?
Oh, two and three eighths. Yeah.
Or?
2 3/4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the size of the bore?
Oh, what is it? Is it 2.5?
No! 2 1/8.
Crap!
Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 22.
That's right.
So close, though. You did put together a nice run there in the middle of the show.
Thanks. Well, we'd have one weird door if I did it.
Jeff?
Yes.
What's going on?
I go to a college here in Sioux City, Iowa. I talked to you guys about 8 months ago about girl problems, but those are beside the point. Now I'm just wondering what you guys think about our college has an intervisitation policy where members of the opposite sex on, like, Sunday through Thursday can't be in the room past 12.
But Friday and Saturday they can spend the night?
Well, for freshmen, it's until 2 a.m., yeah. And then for the sophomore, junior, and senior, yeah, they can spend the whole night on Friday and Saturday.
Calling all nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and what do you think?
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what about, like, don't you think that it's discrimination that, you know, what if you're gay or something, you know? You could have, like, you know, you and your gay lover could be doing each other all night.
Shouldn't you be studying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there
may
be.
But it's an interesting point, is that maybe people... how would you?
Well, it because they can't have people announce their sexual proclivity, yeah. So they just they figure they limit it to females or males staying with whatever, and they get 85% or 90%.
Right.
And, cut the gays some slack, you know.
Well,
they get the short end of the stick from a societal standpoint. Now throw them a bone.
But I mean, don't you think?
So to speak.
I like to stick up for the gays.
I mean,
after you throw him a bone,
that's like, yep. I take my short end of the stick, I stick up him, and I throw him the bone. All right?
Don't,
because they've been getting the shaft.
I'm 20
far too long. You know what I'm saying? Gay's been getting reamed by society for years.
You're 22 and what? Joe?
All right, no fans or butts.
I mean, I'm 23 years old and I can't have a member of the opposite sex even to study or do anything.
You don't have anybody anyway, Jeff.
You're right.
Who are you kidding, loser? Are you high? You got nobody. Who is he kidding? I know when a guy's getting laid.
Yeah, but now he can blame it on something.
Yeah. 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 All in all, nerds. All right.
Keep moving.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to these guys.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. You're going to want more quizzes.
Yeah. Oh, I got stuff.
I bet you do.
He's going for the floor now.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Hey, Mike.
Mike?
Okay, now,
difference between now you guys are going to know this from doing Crown. Difference between a miter cut and a coping cut.
Well, a miter cut is a straight cut at an angle, and a cope cut is obviously following the all the angles of the.
Much cleaner.
We know how to cope, yes, man. We know how to cope.
Your coping skills are fantastic. All right. Hey, you know what, Drew?
Huh.
I knew they did Crown. I want to throw them that one to build them up.
Yeah, I know, because now you're going to knock us down again. Yeah.
Yeah. Amelia?
Yeah.
You're 25?
I am.
What's up?
Okay, I'm a little embarrassed. I'm a virgin, and, you know, it was pretty much by choice for a long time. And then, you know, I decided that, you know, I think that I'm ready to handle the consequences of having sex, but now I feel like I'm building it up in my mind, so I'm wondering if it's, like, a really bad idea to, you know, go and have safe sex with, you know, somebody in a bar or something to, like, get over that building it up. You know what I mean?
Wait, 25 and a virgin.
It seems to me this going out and just having sex with anybody is a flip side of the same coin. It's the same thing as not having sex.
That's right. That's not going to fix anything.
Right.
And it's going to make it even worse for you when you do find someone you want to be with.
Yeah, what you're fearful of is having a relationship, an intimate relationship. And that's what you need to go find.
Now, what happened that made you a virgin 25 years?
Well, it's not like something happened. I didn't date in high school. In college, I wasn't ready.
So what happened to make you not ready?
Oh, no, I didn't think that. I mean, when you have sex, there are consequences, and you have a chance of becoming pregnant.
Well, are your parents neurotic? Are you a big gal? What's up? Abuse?
Pardon?
Wait, I'm going to give you a couple options. you're a heavy set woman?
No, I played volleyball in college.
All right. Then option number two, some abuse perpetrated on you growing up?
No.
Right. Now option number three, hyper-religious parents?
Not at all.
Catholic guilt.
All right. And then number four, just sort of neurotic, sort of germ-phobic type mom.
No, really not.
Well, it really has to be. It's one. It's A, B, C, or D.
I'm getting something with Dad.
No, Dad? What was Dad like?
No. My dad's great.
All right. Hold on. We'll break her later. and then we got more Carpentry quizzes.
People love that. Yeah. I know I do.
Yeah. This ain't no democracy, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. So you guys just get a feeling? You can just tell?
25, virgin, and now wants to go out and have a one-night stand? I don't buy it.
It means something.
We gotta deconstruct Amelia with Chevelle after this. Love Line, fast-growing outlaw radio, North America. Yeah. Got a 50,000-watt flamethrower here, kitty. Oh, yeah. Use his mic like a weapon, Drew. Yeah.
You know what? Strangely enough, this is the mic I used to record the record. I used the vocals on
SM7.
Wow.
You guys sound great, by the way. Have I told you that?
Same kind of mic?
This is the exact mic, an SM7. I took it off the stand, and I would hold it like this so that I could move around the room and kind of get into it. And
Yeah.
This is the very mic.
It's an only decent piece of equipment Westwood has.
It's going into an amazing Neve console. Which,
and never mind the fact that they were trying to create a vintage effect.
It's right. We were the George Martin Neve console that the Beatles recorded on.
Sam and Pete are both here from Chevelle. The CD is called Wonder What's Next, and we're going to hear what's next off of the CD in this hour.
In the meantime, in this break
sometime.
We're going to crack Amelia.
Oh, yes. Amelia, 25, virgin. Still a virgin, looking to lose her virginity.
Just rationalizing like crazy. Everything's got a reason.
Yeah, wondering, now thinking about just meeting a guy at a bar and getting it over with.
Hey, Amelia.
Yeah?
When you were in college and you thought about having sex with a guy, how did it make you feel?
I didn't feel like I was ready to.
But how did you feel? I understand that intellectually you were not ready.
Did it ever come up?
What kind of feelings did it evoke in you? Were you afraid of it? Did it gross you out? How did you feel?
I guess I was a little afraid of it. I'm afraid of the.
Forget the concept. Stop talking about the.
I loved him, but I wasn't. I didn't feel like he was someone I was in love with. If that makes sense.
The guy you were with in college.
Yeah.
All right. Stop talking about the consequences of sex and start talking about the feelings you have.
I don't got all night.
All right, let's go to Dad. Go to Dad.
Go ahead.
All right, what kind of guy was your dad?
I think my dad's great.
What kind of guy was your dad?
He's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He has been very supportive of everything.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of guy is he? What's he doing? Spent a lot of time with you?
Let me ask this. If your dad was framing a wall, and he was doing layout, what would he spread the studs out at?
16 on center.
16 on center,
yeah. No idea. He would know.
Uh-oh. Correct.
All right. Well, anyway.
Well, is he still around? Did you talk to him?
Yeah. I mean, I see them, I don't know, every couple of weeks.
And what kind of relationship do they have together, your parents?
I don't think they have a very... mature relationship.
What does that mean?
I think that my dad tends to egg my mom on just to try to needle her.
And what would happen?
And she'll get upset and they'll start all over again the next night.
Every night she would get upset.
Not every night.
Well, not every night. I mean, when my dad was hot, my dad traveled a lot.
I know. I'm not getting anywhere here.
Dead away a lot.
All right.
I just get that distance.
Yeah, I do too.
Distance.
Amelia?
Yeah?
Let's just start a relationship, and if you like the guy, have sex with him. All right?
Sure.
All right, baby. You don't have to go to a bar and get it all over with him one night, you know?
But you don't... I don't know. I just feel like it's weird that I haven't.
Yeah, it is.
There's some real significant emptiness in your emotional life.
Something's going on.
And if you don't get in touch with that, it's going to be very difficult for you to be intimate. There's nothing there to connect with.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move forward.
And if you keep staying up in your head with the reasons for this, that's a load of crap. The reasons were sort of justifications for how you were feeling.
So I'm framing a wall, and I got to choose a material for a bottom plate.
Treated lumber.
Treated.
Womanized.
Been
there.
But let's say I can't find treated wood. Let's say treated wood's not an option. Then what do I go with?
You could use cedar.
Ooh. You hear that, Drew?
Good idea.
Well, yeah, you are redwood. Redwood would have been a reasonable
Cedar sounds
answer.
Expensive.
Well, it is. That's why you go with the treated.
But there's always one piece left over in the truck you got to pull out for that little plate you didn't have any room for.
You see that?
Yeah.
That's all right. You guys.
From that deck you were building.
Yeah. See, the stuff, they let them do by themselves, they know a lot about. Right.
No kidding.
The framing.
Collar plate.
Right on.
The molding. The stuff Dad needed help with, they didn't want to be bothered with.
No, these guys are working for themselves.
Do you know how long treated lumber lasts underwater?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So if you go and build a pier, like a dock or something.
You gotta sink some like pylons or something into the sea floor. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right, I'm going 30 years.
Close, 40.
Oh, all right. that was a crazy question, please.
Well, they have the piece at the lumber yard. It's been there for 35 years at least.
Skylar?
Hey, what's going on?
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I'm 16 and I've been having sex for 2 years now, and uh-huh. I've been with like six guys, and I've never had an orgasm, and I've tried masturbating. Like, I've honestly come closer with my vibrator than I have with any guy, but I've still never had an orgasm.
Right.
That's very common your age.
Okay. Yeah.
16, boy, you're well on your way.
Yeah,
right?
Why'd you start so early?
And why so many?
That's kind of a long story.
Give us a couple sentences.
Okay. I was taken into custody by social services when I was 13 years old. I was in the custody of social services for a year.
Why?
Because, like, I know my parents were having a problem with drinking, mm-hmm. and I went to a counselor, and I told her, like, one little incident, and she made a big assumption about me and my family, and they thought that I had been sexually abused, and they thought that my parents were going to hurt me, which was entirely ludicrous because nothing actually happened. So they, mm-hmm. like, took me away from my parents and, like, brainwashed me for a year, basically, and, like, tried to, like, get me to confess all this never actually happened.
Oh, with the S word. All right. Raider, bunch of partners, got started at 14. I mean, I don't know if social services was correct or not, dragging her from the house, but
there was
something going on at that house.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the way I look at all this stuff. It's the same way I look at all the guys on death row, which is maybe it's not as bad as you say it was, or maybe not as, you know, it's not black and white. Maybe they shouldn't have dragged her out of the house, but there was something going on. It's not like she was living with Ozzy and Harriet and just got plucked out of the house. Huh. There's a lot of booze and some stuff was going on.
Of course.
And there had to be a history of stuff, too.
And by the way, brainwashing amounted to them going, how do you feel about what happened in your house? That's brainwashing.
Yeah, and I would imagine multiple calls to the cops with domestic disputes and that kind of stuff. You want to talk to her anymore, though?
Sure, ask her.
Skylar?
Yeah?
Yeah?
No, there was never, like, they never hit me or anything. I've never been hit. And
the police were never called to your house?
No, never. Hmm. Never, just basically my parents met AA, like AA. And my entire life they'd always been telling me, like, never drink, you know. It changes you into a completely different person. And then we moved to a town that, like, into a really bad living situation. And just, like, we were all unhappy. And my parents started drinking again. And it was just really weird. Like, my mom, like, my parents are straight up alcoholics, and so, like, my mom was just, like, start yelling and how she wanted to divorce my dad and how she hated me and stuff, and it was just, I don't know, like, really hard. And so I basically isolated myself from them because I didn't know what was going on, and I just stopped talking to them, and I got involved with a band that they didn't approve of, and it all just went downhill from there. And, like, I just stopped talking to them, basically, and so they got really scared. And then basically, they read my diary one night and and burned all of my CDs, and that's what they took me to the counselor.
What CDs did they burn?
Orgy Baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. All right.
It's that terrible rock music again.
Yeah, it's satanic, goddammit. No.
All right, easy, baby. Got a mouth on, like a sailor, this one. 16 years old. Oh, my God. Now, imagine her with... see, here's the comedy. Skylar, 16. She's been around the block 10 times. She's been to hell and back. And there's some nerdy virgin 16-year-old kid who sits behind her in her history class who thinks she's hot and, like, wants to go up and muster the courage. You know, his voice is cracking. Think of what a mismatch that is.
This is the guy that calls us and says, I love her. She's so great, but She's saying now that she's bisexual, and I don't understand how that could be, you know, those kinds of calls.
Right, yeah. Right. But you know, we always encourage 16-year-old girls to go out with a 16 or 17-year-old guy, but think about what a handful. I mean, she needs a guy who's like, drives a El Camino. He's like 28, been drummed out of the service. You know, got in a scrap with this old man, took a swing at him.
He's doing carpentry.
That's
right, hanging drywall at the McDonald's.
No one doing specs on water-resistant wood and how long it can stay underwater. All right.
Oh, man.
Nailing schedule on shear wall? No? Want to get into that? Okay. What's bigger, 16-penny nail or 8-penny nail?
Oh, 16, of course, 16.
All right.
A framing nail.
Just building you guys up.
Isn't there a waffle nail or something?
Waffle hammer?
The special nail that... Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? The one nail with the flat head or something?
16-pennies have sort of a waffle print on them. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's save some babies!
They're called sinkers because they're coated with what?
Teflon.
Oh, vinyl.
I didn't know that one.
Alex? Well, they call them vinyl cloners. You're 15. What's going on?
Last Tuesday I was suspended from school for having possession of bud. I had under half a gram.
Mm-hmm.
And on the suspension form, it said, due to the nature of the violation, the present of the pupil causes a continuing danger to the physical safety of the pupil or others.
Yeah.
And now they want to change...
Half a gram?
Yeah, it was...
How much is half a gram of weed?
Nothing.
It's like a pinky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was enough to get me high just for that one day.
Hmm.
So, like,
mm-hmm.
Now they want to change my schools and everything, and, like, they got, like, everything all wrong. Like, at the time, on the form, it also says I was under the influence, which I wasn't, so...
Yeah, but you seem like you are now.
No, I'm not.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah, it's a residual effect that leaves you
seem baked all the time, yeah.
Well, yeah, I pretty much do all the time, but, like...
All right, well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Right, so they may have caught you in a slim window when you were coming down from being stoned and getting ready to get stoned, but they still kind of count that as stoned.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, now I have to go to, like, the drug rehab program, and then, like, my counselor told me that would give me if I told that to the board, that it'll give them a better chance for me to stay at my school.
You went to the board.
You go to a private school?
No, it's a public school, but I had to go in front of, like, the district board.
Said if you went to a program?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I went to a drug rehab.
Absolutely. If you show some initiative and show a willingness to get better and to deal with this problem, of course, they will look at it more favorably. Plus, if your treating team sees you making progress, they will also help defend you to the school.
If,
on the other hand, you're insolent and don't want to do anything about this, you're out.
Well, you know what'll help, too? If you bring your bong and to hold it up in front of the court and then throw it down and stomp on it.
No, the cup.
Yeah, that's what I did. That was my
under a kerchief, though.
The cop took my pipe.
And Danny go, Mazel Tov.
Yes.
The cop took my pipe.
Yeah, but, like, now they want to change me school. They're changing.
Yeah, we got that point. But that's why you do the counseling, and then you show the board that you're rehabilitated.
Yeah, do the counseling and stay in school because it's a small price to pay to finish school, man. Work
especially at the same school. You don't want to shift schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the big question, though?
Adam, okay, yeah, sure.
Or don't go to counseling and go to another school.
But, like, do they really have the right to change my school that I was going to?
Evidently, they do.
Now that they have a right, they have an obligation.
And it's their rules.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
You've got to do something about this. This is for your own well-being. They're trying to look after you.
You're focusing on the wrong subject here, Alex.
Yeah.
It's not really about the legalities of the whole thing. It's really about you smoking a lot of weed and needing to stop. You're 15.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you're screwing up at school, right? Your grades are not doing so well, right?
Yeah, they fell, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the part. The part that screws up new learning. It screws up memory. It screws up moods. It's time to stop. That's it.
Small price to pay, but yeah. All right, Alex.
All right, thanks.
Go to the rehab thing.
All right.
That's good times, all right?
Do it.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
Pain in the ass. Oh, these kids. What are we going to do?
Kids in their pot.
Kids in their weed. Everyone has a rap about why they're being victimized and all that, but it's really, at 15, for your own good.
Yeah.
If you want to smoke weed after 18, do what you want. I don't believe they should come down on you on that, but 15.
Well, if you told them to, drop out of school and smoke a lot of weed, would they do it? Because will they do it if you tell them not to?
Well, that's interesting. A little reverse psychology.
Yeah. Smoke a lot of weed, drop out, live at your mom's house.
What switching schools do, though, for you, besides just put some loser in someone else's school?
Yeah.
And what do they do? They have, like, a pot exchange program where you get a hasher from our school, and then we swap you out one like we do with prisoners of war?
I guess it's just a deterrent because he obviously doesn't want to go to another school.
It's just delaying him from getting any more pot and, like, very quickly.
Yeah, he's got to make his connections at the new school. Yeah. And what happened to undercover cops posing as students? I miss that.
I want that job.
Narc agents. There.
I want that job. That'd be great.
I miss that. It's just a general premise, you know? I like that. He looks like he's 17, but he's 22.
I remember high school people going, look at him. He's probably a narc.
He's a narc, yeah.
He's a narc. My buddy Stu knows his brother. He's a narc.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole 21 Jump Street thing, and it went on before that. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing I was talking about this today. When you in the old days, in a movie or something, when you ran away and someone was chasing you, you would knock things down behind you to try to slow the guy down.
Sure, of course.
Turn the trash can over, pull the vending machine over. There's a lot of that. Don't see that anymore in movies. I think people have learned best just to run.
Yeah.
Don't stop, because it slows you down more to stop and turn stuff over. Mm-hmm. But I still miss that. I miss the slamming of the door and someone yelling, start piling stuff up on the door. That's out of movies and TV too now, right? We slide the desk up, slide the vending machine up. Hey, I'd like to see more of that. So, what have we learned? We'll see more knocking stuff over when we're running, creating an obstacle course for whoever is following you. More stuff slid up against the door once we get into the room that we're trying to hide in, and posing as underage narco cops at the high school level. All right?
Yep.
All right, it's good to work on that, fellas.
With quicksand.
John? Yeah, and more quicksand. John?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Hey, we give ourselves like fives.
Yeah, first off, Adam and Drew, you guys rock, and Chevelle, you guys rock also.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, speaking of Chevelle rocking, I think I'd like to hear Chevelle rock.
Before we talk to John?
Yeah, I'd like to get it in this break.
Okay.
Where are you at with that, Anderson? You all right?
I'm pretty close.
You're pretty close?
Oof. Not ready, though, huh?
But not ready. Going to
a little more work.
Cue it up there? Because I think we should make a little small talk. Okay. Let me give you guys another...
another quiz?
All right.
Another quiz. Drew, would you quiet down over there? Let's see.
I like it.
Yeah, but you guys have been pretty strong in the framing department, yeah?
Well...
Yeah, they've been pretty good. Top plate. What do you go? One, two, or three top plates? We got the treated bottom plate.
Are.
All right, treated bottom plate. But what
and
about
if you're
plate?
Doing a basement, you only do a top plate. That's true.
Saying just one.
Yeah.
But
if you're building a wall, like to put a roof or a something.
Jesus Christ! The song is ready.
Mm-hmm. Song is ready. Right. What would you guys call a cripple wall or a pony wall? What would that be?
What would we call a cripple wall?
Yeah, what would describe a cripple wall or a pony wall?
A short wall.
Short wall.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys, doing well. Right back in the thick of things.
Yeah.
But we're going into the bonus round, so I'm going to have to up the difficulty level.
All right.
Let's hear something from Chevelle. You got that, Anderson? This one is called Send the Pain Below.
Send the pain below where I need it.
was in the hizzy.
His house.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Wonder what's next. The name of the CD, it is out as we speak. You can go to ChevelleInc.com if you want to find out tour dates, more information about the band.
Yep.
We're going to take a little bitty break, and we'll be right back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Pete and Sam are both here from Chevelle.
What's up? Hello.
You named after the car?
Yep. Yeah, we stole it. Stole. Now we own it. Yes.
Now, what's the difference between a Chevelle and a Chevette?
Chevette is crappy. Chevelle's a lot better than a Chevette.
Chevette was a
300
compact
horsepower.
Yeah. A Chevette was a compact car. Chevelle's a muscle car.
Chevette was that little saucer-shaped thing. With
No, it wasn't saucer-shaped.
It became cool.
It was boxy.
Around the time that Volvo squarebacks were cool.
No.
It was kind of a gas crunch kind of car.
Yeah. Chevelle, the gas crunch came around. American automakers decided they had to make something that didn't have a V8 in it.
I mean, a Chevette, I guess, is the little one.
Right.
Yeah, and we're talking about Chevette now,
Chevette's
right?
Not,
yeah. So Ford came out with the Pinto, and Chevrolet came out with the Chevette, but Chevelle's got the cowl hood.
Yeah, and 454.
SS. Well, it could have a lot of different
gears,
things. Yeah.
4-speed.
Yeah.
Posi.
Yeah. Yeah. That's American muscle right there,
that's
my
right.
friends.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Are you talking about me or the car?
Talking about both of you.
Oh, right, right.
And the car. John?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, me and my roommate were watching TV earlier tonight, and we saw a commercial for marijuana. Well, I mean, it was against marijuana.
Oh, it wasn't promoting it. Wasn't.
Well, it kind of, the other message I drew from it was, it was at a party, and this guy gave like the girl who was sitting next to him like some joint to smoke, and she looked like she passed out, and then he just started to feel her up and just molest her. And,
yeah,
well, Adam.
And I just wanted to know if you guys had seen it, or if you would see that.
No.
Kind of the message that I saw from it too.
Not seen that commercial. I am concerned about commercials that overstate the truth.
It was marijuana. Well, maybe they were implying it was laced with something.
Ketamine or something.
Yeah.
You put ketamine in a joint?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something to make you pass out.
Oh, well, these are made for people that don't do drugs. Yeah. People that do the drugs are like,
yeah, they don't care. They know.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those commercials. A lot of campaign for anti-marijuana and drug stuff.
Really? Well, there was a campaign that came out about the social responsibility of drugs. In other words, here's your drug. Here's a drug dealer. Here's the
guy who buys the drugs, and then this money goes here, and then eventually the kids get shot in Mexico.
Exactly.
Or
score a dime bag.
Goes to the terrorists.
Right.
But listen, here's what we were talking about. We said this before. We've created a black market.
I know. I knew that a lot of the way people react to that would be like, hey, then legalize it.
Yeah. You got the mob started with the prohibition and the booze in the 20s. Now you got the terrorists funded and the drug lords funded in the 90s or the 80s or whatever the hell that's gone on. So the government wants us to stop, but they could go ahead and legalize it, and they could stop busting up those guys who are growing pot for the AIDS people and stuff. They need to really, I don't know why there's no clarity on this. They really just need to relax on this. And the Republicans, who are constantly talking about rights and citizens' rights and less government, shouldn't they be the ones who are sort of spearheading this one?
Oh, yes.
How come they don't?
That was one thing I saw, Bill Maher and I saw.
Huge hypocrites.
If you're sort of into less involvement of our government in our life, wouldn't that be a place to start, victimless crimes?
Well, this is why I can't stand both political parties. The Democrats are such pussies, and the Republicans are such hypocrites, because all they do is talk about freedoms and responsibilities,
but rights.
That's all they talk about. Yeah. And less government. So you can have a joint then, right? We don't need the government to tell a guy where they can have a joint. Just use the same logic you put toward guns for joints. Which is, someone's responsible, they're paying their taxes, they're not hurting anybody, they want to own a gun. Well, then the government should let them own a gun. Well, just replace gun with joint. It all makes sense. But no, they won't get on board with that. So I label them hypocrites. Mm-hmm.
If they really believed in less government, wouldn't they quit?
It'd be nice. It'd be nice, but then they're worried about the Democrats taking over.
Good point.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I actually got off heroin like 5 years ago. I went to a sober living kind of in Florida. Mm-hmm. And after that, I kind of started acting up, I guess. And I was getting into a lot of fights. And so like my mom kind of put me into like this boxing club. And so I've been into boxing ever since. And I kind of realized just recently that I get pretty overzealous about things like that. I kind of take it to the extreme. I've actually knocked a guy unconscious to the point like he was on the ground. I kept punching him.
That's pretty.
it was pretty cheap, but about 4 months ago I met this girl, and she, you know, me and her, you know, we're having pretty good sex, and you know, we were talking about sex and things like that, and we kind of fiddled around with the idea of bondage and masochism and things like that.
Yeah.
And I guess she was kind of into it, but the thing was is that I think I took it pretty far, and you know, now I'm having I've been beating her and things like that, and I've been having fantasies about rape and things like that.
That's not masochism, that's sadism.
Sadism and things like that. I've been wanting
So you're still doing it?
So yeah. Who beat the crap out of you growing up?
Nobody.
Huh?
Well, my dad, actually. He was kind of strict.
That's not nobody. That's the guy. You see who our callers are?
Nobody.
Nobody. Except dad who beat the crap out of me.
Well, he didn't really beat the crap out of me. He was he disciplined me. You know, he would whack me with a belt. You know,
that is beating the crap out of somebody. That's how you get these problems. That is precisely how you create the Chris. That's how you create a Chris. And those sorts of episodes fuel us a fear and a sense of powerlessness and dissociation that then disconnect you from the regulatory mechanisms of your emotional life. And that's why you need to find your way over to drugs to try to regulate, because you never developed your own internal mechanisms because of these beatings.
Well, see, then that doesn't make any sense. How do you discipline a child then?
By removing things that the child is attached to or finds positive. Negative reinforcement in any animal system is always more powerful than punishment. So you withdraw a positive.
I remember my parents, they never raised a hand to me, but they would threaten to take away my pine cone.
That's all you had to eat.
No, that was my toy. They got me that for Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
There you are. Want me to take away your pine cone? And I was straightened right up. Yeah, it was rough. My poor parents had nothing to take away.
If he's recognizing that he's beating his girlfriend, shouldn't he take responsibility for this and get away from her right away?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Chris?
Yeah.
Can you not be?
Chris, you got to throw yourself back into your recovery. You got to talk to your sponsor about this stuff. You got to... You got to let go. You got to talk to your sponsor.
It's a bad cycle here, buddy. You know what I mean?
Work through your steps again. Do some inventories. Work with your sponsor and talk about this.
Well, then, do you think any guy could be substituting this for my addiction?
It's part of your addiction,
yes.
And it's on the way. You're on your way. You've not been. Your relationship with your sponsor is not non-existent now, right?
Pardon me?
You don't have a relationship with a sponsor right now.
It's been a long time.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying. Get back to the sponsors. Work. Start back. Do your steps over again. At least do a fourth step.
So do you think I should maybe see a therapist for any of this?
If you want to, but I think the first and foremost thing is to get back into your program. Your disease is activating.
Therapist couldn't hurt, though.
Could not hurt. That's right.
Punch that guy right in the nose. All right, where are we? Christina?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christina, 22. It's been a while since I've given you guys a trivia question.
Sounds like a challenge.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second, Christina. More about doors.
Quick question.
Windows. You haven't asked anything about windows yet.
There's not a whole lot to windows. Shear walling. You familiar with the process of shear walling?
What's shear walling? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
That's a regional
thing. No, not exterior. Interior stuff. Regional thing. We do it out here.
Man, what is it?
Taking plywood and nailing it on walls.
Why don't we? Oh, it's because of the earthquake.
It's more of an earthquake thing. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there's a certain amount of it going on.
We only plywood the corners.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
And foam the rest. Just Tyvek and things like that for the rest.
Describe
of it.
How I would use an HD or a hold down.
No? I don't know.
Yeah, there?
You mean when you're building a wall?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about spacing on J bolts.
No.
No. Okay.
What's a J bolt?
That's a bolt they sink into the slab or into the concrete, into the footing.
It's what you screw the plate to, right?
What about caissons, things like that? That's interesting. Or flooring, heated floors.
Yeah, I did that. Ran it in an airline thing. I was building a plane.
Let's say I was going to put some subflooring down, and I was going to put it on the floor joist. What would I do before I nailed down that subflooring?
Use liquid nails. Clean on the joist.
I'd use subfloor adhesive, I would say, not the liquid nails.
Oh, see, we always use liquid nails.
All right. Regional, touche. guys are strong now. They got a strong comeback. Christina?
See, anything that they have done, they're fine on.
No, but these guys hung some doors,
anything
right?
Anything that we haven't done.
Yeah, but somebody told them to do that.
That's true. There's a certain amount of learning.
Listen, hold on a second. It's like, anytime you ask anyone any trivia question, you can always explain, he knows the answers, the ones he knows the answers for, but the ones he doesn't know the answer for, the ones he doesn't know the answer for.
It's a different kind of learning, though. It's like driving from one place to another with somebody else doing the navigating. You don't necessarily learn the way as if you have to conceptualize the navigation yourself.
Untrue. Mm. Christina?
That's true.
Uh-huh.
You're 22?
I am.
What's up?
And are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, my problem's a little bit different. It has to do with I just got out of a 9-month relationship, mm-hmm. and my ex keeps giving me, making me think that everything's going to be fine, and then it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little more?
It's an ex-girlfriend, too, so...
You're a lesbian.
Well, huh?
Lesbian?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So, she's 26, but, basically what I want to know is... Okay, I know I screwed up, and, I've never cheated on her or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But there's this particular person that I used to be friends with, and I basically, I'm not now, but she thinks I'm attracted to... this person because I've
Christina talking in circular codes.
Speaking of codes, let's say I'm putting a header over a doorway.
All right.
I got a 3-foot span. What size header am I going with?
You use whatever you've got.
It's true.
Whatever I got.
Is it going to be load bearing?
Yeah.
I'd say.
Why would I ask? Was it going to be load bearing?
I'd say 2x12.
2x12.
That's pretty safe.
No, that's about a 3-foot opening here.
Yeah, well, then you can use it 2x12.
No, use 4x stock. Use 4x stock. Drew?
I always use 4x stock.
No way, not for load bearing.
Yeah.
Cedar, in fact.
I got to talk to these guys.
We use whatever we have.
Or redwood sometimes.
Whatever we have laying around.
Or treated hardwood.
Chevelle is here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Chevelle is our guest tonight.
What's happening?
Wonder what's next is the CD.
Yes.
And we just, it's a Make-A-Wish Foundation over here. Chevelle is fans of the Crank Yankers program.
Imagine that.
Yes.
They like Niall Standish, one of the characters on the show, and I just called Niles up.
I don't know what to do with him,
Oh, okay.
Tour bus.
Let's hear what he's listening to.
Tony.
Niles
Tony.
Is great.
Hey, Niles. Yeah. Just do a little Niles Standish for America for 1 second, then I'll hang up on you, all right? It was really impromptu. I know you had nothing prepared. I'll put the mic up to the earpiece of the cell phone,
and you
can just talk to the country for a second as Niles Standish. Character from Crank Yankers.
All right, here we go.
All right,
hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Wait, does that work?
That doesn't work out.
It's not loud enough.
Dang.
Niles
Standish is the best.
Niles. Yell. You see if you can do it louder.
Put him on this.
What?
Hello, love. Shall I jump up and about?
All right, now.
No stuttering.
Thanks. We had a little technical difficulty, but I'll
get him up on the hotline.
Hot, yeah.
Have him call the hotline.
Oh, yeah. No, he's sleeping.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll see you at the office tomorrow, Niles.
We love
Toodles. All right.
Jesus Christ.
All right, it was a whim.
It was good.
All right, good. I'm glad you guys got to talk to Niles.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Liz, who's on line two. Liz, 23.
How's it going?
What's up?
Well, I'm in a situation right now where I am dating a 49-year-old. And I'm 23.
This is that speed sound,
ooh,
isn't
baby.
It? Isn't it?
I know this one.
Long, long, hard life, huh? For you?
Well, see, I've had a strange past with men, and I understand that I got into the relationship under those terms, but now, unfortunately, I'm in love. Yeah. And
it is an interesting thing. Eventually, that person no longer symbolizes what they did before. They're just that person now.
What do you mean?
It's the person they're connected to. They're attached to now.
Is this guy married?
Not anymore. But no kids.
All right. Well, what's the problem?
Well, 49 and 23 is a...
It's not good.
That's not the greatest, yeah,
why do I hear speed or something here?
I don't know. What's up? Were you addicted to drugs at some point?
No, my father isn't really a great person, and, he's an alcoholic.
Where's my bourbon?
Yeah.
He was always physically there, but not, you know, he never really talked.
You never got into, drugs yourself?
Not really a problem, no.
No drugs.
A little speed, a little heroin?
Just a little heroin.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But my question is, now that I'm in this situation, and I've also been going to a therapist dealing with, I actually tried calling about a month ago about this, but just decided to go get help elsewhere.
Good. Better.
About my Sunday school teacher,
abusing
who
him.
I was getting close to, murdered a family of three in my town.
Oh, my God.
And I wasn't religious, actually.
How old were you when this guy did this?
I was 12.
Ugh. Wow.
So I was 11 years ago.
So,
where was, what state?
Rhode Island, figure.
Yeah, see, Drew wants me to go with him to Rhode Island.
I want you to come. No, I really want you to
come back in a pine box.
Help me.
All right, so Liz.
But that's where Family Guy also was based.
Yeah.
Yes, but...
The series. Right, listen, Liz, are you sure you haven't done a bunch of drugs in your life?
Well, do I sound like I have?
Yeah. No.
To be frank.
Yeah. No, all people named Liz have done tons of drugs. Liz Taylor, Liza Minnelli, which is sort of Liz.
Well, yeah. It was funny, actually, Drew mentioned earlier that you shouldn't be on Adderall after, or any ADD medication after 18, but I didn't even get on it till I was
19. You got a therapist, right?
Yeah.
Now work it out with the therapist. I don't know if we're going to get to the bottom of this tonight.
No, of course not. You got a lot going on. There's a lot.
You see
a therapist, that's good. That's good. You'll decide whether or not you want to end this relationship or not. Maybe track some more healthy people eventually. This guy would understand. Believe me, he's 49.
Yeah, he's got to know something's up if she's with him.
Either that or he's just an abusive a-hole, in which case he deserves to be broke.
On the other hand, you hook up with the guy, he keels over in a short 11 years, and you're driving his Mercedes. And you got your new boyfriend, who's the pool boy.
This guy, I'm sure
doesn't sound that bad.
Liz's boyfriend's Donald Trump. I'm convinced.
Oh, really? You don't think so? Huh?
No, no.
Yeah, well, maybe he has a Mercedes, Liz.
Yeah.
What kind of car does he drive?
We live in New York. He just rents them. He's a fairly wealthy guy, but
what part of New York? Sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm. No, not really. I mean.
All right, that's enough. Megan?
Struck.
Yeah?
You're 14? I still bet he rents a Mercedes. No, wait a minute. I gotta find out what kind of car does he rent?
Crown Vicks, usually.
All right.
Fits his instrument in the back.
All right.
He what?
He's a musician.
Oh, he's fairly wealthy and he's a musician?
Jingles.
He writes jingles, writes commercial jingles. Megan?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
See where the money is, guys?
We got this band.
Yeah, jingles,
stuff,
man.
Really, man.
You guys need a jingle? Because I've been working on them.
Love line.
What's up? What's up there, Megan?
I'm, 14, and my boyfriend's 17, and my parents don't really want me going out with him.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, they got a point. What grade's he in?
He's a junior in high school.
And you're a freshman?
Mm-hmm.
So you're ninth grade, and he's 11th grade?
Yeah.
It's a little bit difficult.
You guys, what base have you gotten to with him?
Well, we're just kissing right now, but the other day he told me one of these days he's gonna slip me the tongue.
One of these days.
But he's too much of a gentleman to do it first, and I was wondering if maybe I should do it first.
Oh boy. He may not have been talking about the mouth, though.
No.
Yeah.
At 17?
A little butt dart, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's what I mean.
I like that you look at me when you say that.
One of these days. All right. Well, really, if he hadn't gotten the last 8 out of 10 carpentry questions right, I wouldn't be so turned on.
I've been feeling it over here.
Yeah. So you guys, you've been going out for how long? You're just kissing?
Since the beginning of the year.
2 months. The school year, you mean, huh?
He's too much of a gentleman.
Hold on.
The
beginning of the school year.
Well, what's too fast?
He's too much of a gentleman to, move things along too fast.
I see.
Since the beginning of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So your parents don't want you with him just because of his age, right?
No, the main reason they don't want me with him is because they think he's a big liar.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because he has some pretty odd, I'll admit, hunting stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, they think because he's been to weird places like Europe and Australia and Japan and Canada, things like that, that he's a big liar.
Canada is weird.
Yeah. Well, anyone who says they've been to Canada is a bald-faced liar. I mean,
I don't get the call.
I don't get either. Hey, Megan?
Uh-huh.
Is this bogus or what's going on?
Well, I've actually seen pictures of him.
Of what? Here comes the punchline. Go ahead, what's he doing?
I've actually seen pictures of him at places like that.
Right, and what's he doing?
And, well, mostly it's just, pictures of him standing in front of a building or something, but...
Funny.
With friends or something.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Boy.
Friends and family.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if she should talk her parents into this or not, if they're going to listen. She sounds like a very young 14-year-old.
I don't know what she's even questioning about, whether he went to those places.
Yeah, I don't
either. I don't know.
What difference does it make?
She saw a picture of him in front of a building. It must have been Europe.
Maybe she's developmentally delayed or something. That's why the parents are trying to protect her.
Okay. Right, listen, anyway. We have no answers.
No, be careful with this guy. I'm glad he's not slipping the tongue.
That's right, but he was threatening one day.
And why is he dating a 14-year-old? He's 17.
Suspect.
Yeah, that is weird.
Suspicious.
Chevelle's here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. That's the show. I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones and the coffee. Tara, don't call me Tar, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones and the coffee.
I believe that I'm a slut.
I want to thank junior producer Lauren for doing a great job on the phone and the coffee. No, she's filming for Ann, doing the producing, the booking of the show. And, of course, the magic-fingered one, the man who plays the potentiometers like Liberace.
He's an idiot.
Engineer Anderson, everybody. I also want to thank Chevelle for coming in here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thanks
for having us, guys. Our pleasure. I like these guys. Very nice.
Yeah, I could tell.
This weekend.
He was all over you guys.
I know.
Yeah.
Watch out. Is that your hand?
It's actually my big toe. Wonder what's next. Name of the CD, and you can go on ChevelleInc.com and find all the information on the tours and all that. Best of luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, and until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
The other day, he told me one of these days, he's going to slip me the tongue.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.